I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some of the other trends that I've seen here. One has to be, obviously, cars. Cars.
Everywhere.
And it's not just a lot. They've actually expanded across the road. You've got BMW, you've got Ford, you've got VWs out there, GMs out there. Everyone, not just the traditional manufacturers, but you've got startups, people like, who is it behind Faraday Futures?
Yeah, who new electric car, a competitor for Tesla.
It will never make it to market, but it did look incredibly cool. It was
interesting. I've seen that.
They had it on the strip, and I was like, oh, okay, I tried that.
Yeah.
Go figure. Yeah. But it's not just them. Last night at Digital Experience, we saw three different vendors who came with alternative vehicles. We had one that offered a scooter with a swappable battery. We had one that had sort of a foldable electronic bicycle. And then we had a three-wheeled electronic bike. So I think transportation is probably the big story of CES.
Certainly outside of my field of home theater, I would say so. Certainly self-driving cars is a big story here. I'm not going to be covering that because I don't have time. But I've heard on the news, on the radio, on TV, you know, everyone's talking about these self-driving cars.
Yeah, and it's not just self-driving. Microsoft made a big announcement. They did a partnership with a group that's making sort of Internet of Things things, and they're making a collision avoidance system based on that Internet of Things.
Wow.
Now, the details are a little bit sketchy. I do want to go to the press conference and see exactly what they're doing, but it's going to be using Microsoft Azure in the back end. So it's this idea of bringing big data into automated vehicles.
Yeah, it's really something to see all of the transportation that's here, certainly. And the Internet of Things, you mentioned that. That's the other thing that's here. Wearables is a huge thing here.